Now hear the word of the Lord as it is written in True Christian Religion on redemption. Redemption consisted in the conquest of the hells, the ordering of the heavens, and the establishment of a new church, because without them no one could have been saved. This is their proper order. The hells had first to be conquered before a new heaven of angels could be formed, and this had to be formed before a new church could be established on earth. For people in the world are so linked with the angels in heaven and in the spirits in hell that in the interiors of their minds they are identified with one or the other. The reason why all can be regenerated and so saved is that the Lord is present with his divine good and truth with every person. This is the source of a person's life, and of his ability to understand and will, and of the free will he has in spiritual matters. No one is without these. Moreover, the means are given. Christians have the means in the Word, and non-Christians in any religion at all, if it teaches the existence of God and the commandments about good and evil. From this it follows that everyone can be saved. Consequently, if a person is not saved, it is not the Lord who is to blame, but the person. And he is to blame for failing to cooperate. It was shown in the chapter on redemption that redemption and the passion on the cross are two distinct things and must on no account be confused. That the Lord, by both of them, took to himself the power of regenerating and saving human beings. A common belief of the present-day church, that the passion on the cross actually was the redemption, has given rise to serried ranks of horrid falsities about God, faith, charity, and everything else which depends upon these, like links in a chain. As, for instance, the belief that God decided to damn the human race, but was willing to be recalled to mercy by imposing the damnation on the Son, or by the Son taking it upon himself? Or that only those are saved who are granted Christ's merit by foresight or by predestination. That fallacy also spawned this dogma of their faith, that those who are granted that faith are instantly regenerated, reborn, without any cooperation on their part. In fact, it is said that they are thus absolved of the damnation due by law, despite the fact that the Lord said that he took away not so much as a stroke of the law, and he commanded his disciples to preach repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And he also said, "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the gospel." The gospel, or good news, is that they could be regenerated and so saved. This could not have happened if the Lord had not carried out the redemption. That is, if he had not taken the power away from hell by struggling against it and defeating it, and if he had not glorified his human, that is, made it divine. Amen. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.